The thieves stopped refilling the containers with water, which led to an auditor nearly falling while climbing a stack of empty barrels during an annual inspection. The FPAQ quickly realized just how extensive the theft had been and launched an investigation. Camden wanted to know how they got caught, and Lila says that the thieves stopped refilling the containers with water. So they got even lazier, and they stopped filling up the containers with water, and this led to an auditor nearly falling while climbing a stack of empty barrels during an annual inspection. And an auditor is somebody whose job it is to carry out an official examination of the accounts of a business and to produce a report. So the auditor makes sure that things are running smoothly, that all of the finances are up to date, and things like that. So the auditor nearly fell, and this is because he was climbing on the empty barrels instead of what he thought were barrels full that would definitely be able to hold his weight. And so this led to the FPAQ quickly realizing how extensive the theft had been. And extensive means being a large amount or having a large amount. And it can also mean covering a large area. So they quickly realized that it wasn't just the empty barrels, it would also be barrels that were filled with water. So it was very extensive or very large, and so they decided to launch an investigation.
Lila 呢，他就解释说 ，the thief stopped refilling the containers with water, which led to an auditor nearly falling while climbing a stack of empty barrels during an annual inspection. 就说呢，小偷呢不再，就是他们除了就是直接当场沥干之外，他也不再想要就是再补水回去桶子里了。也就是因为这样呢，就是导致稽核员就是在年度稽查的期间，就差点就是因为有一大堆就是空桶子，所以就是有差点要跌倒的感觉。那这边有一个名词叫做 auditor， 就是稽核员或者是检察员的意思。那接下来这一句呢， the FPAQ quickly realized just how extensive the theft had been and launched an investigation， 就是说呢，就是这个联盟，枫糖浆生产者联盟很快就意识到说这一个偷窃案的严重性还有它的范围性，所以就赶快展开了调查。 extensive 在这边是一个形容词，就是有大范围的或者是大规模的意思。
I imagine it wasn't hard to find distributors willing to spill the beans over who had been selling more product than usual. It wasn't hard at all. Before long, the thieves and their accomplices were arrested, with 5 men serving jail time. Camden thinks that it wouldn't be hard to find distributors willing to spill the beans over who had been selling more product than usual.And to spill the beans means to tell people secret information. So Camden thinks that other distributors of maple syrup would be willing to tell the authorities who had been selling more product than usual, so they can easily keep track of that thing, of the sales and things like that. So it wouldn't be difficult to find people willing to talk about it. And Lila says that it wasn't hard at all.And that before long, the thieves and their accomplices were arrested, with 5 men serving jail time. And an accomplice is a person who helps somebody else commit a crime or to do something morally wrong. So the thieves had to have some sort of help, so they had to have people to sell their product. So the thieves and also the accomplices or the helpers were arrested, and 5 men ended up serving jail time.
Camden 他就表示说呢 I imagine it wasn't hard to find distributors willing to spill the beans over who had been selling more product than usual. Camden 就说呢，就是他想说，想要泄露，就是找到愿意泄露谁比以往就是贩卖更多就是枫糖浆的消息的批发商并不难。那这边有一个片语叫做 spill the beans， 就是是指泄露消息的意思。那 Lila 呢就说 it wasn't hard at all， 就说一点也不难。Before long, the thieves and their accomplices are arrested, with 5 men serving jail time. 就说呢，不久后呢，小偷跟他的共犯就是被逮捕了。那其中5个人正在坐牢。这边有一个名词叫做 accomplice， 就是有共犯、同盟的意思。